Hello, everybody. Sorry I was a few seconds late. I had to cough violently for a moment. I don't know. I don't know what that was all about. So welcome back. Welcome back. This is Truth About Sales. This is call number 6. And this officially marks we're, I don't like to say that we're halfway through. Honestly, it feels like we're just getting started. Those of you that are here for the first time, what you probably don't realize is that this course has a few sections, and we're just getting into the section number 2. We have section number 3 and section number 4. So even though we're at call 6, we're still kind of laying the groundwork. And I should probably warn you, if I haven't already, you know, the first couple of weeks, you know, the first 4 or 5 weeks, this is the slow part. We're learning the ropes. We're learning the materials. We're still doing vocabulary stuff. We're going to get to the big stuff in another week. So this is the last of our learning vocabulary, and we move into technique next week. So with that said, what we're up to today is freakishly powerful. And today's lesson comes with a little bit of a caution and a warning. I'll get to that in a moment. And what we're really up to is today we're doing the process of suggestion. Now, what do I mean when I say suggestion? In the nature of, in the nature of a conversation, one person has their point of view. The other person has their own point of view. You have two people with two points of view. And what happens commonly, frequently, is each person is attempting to convince the other that their point of view is the right point of view. This is really suggestion. Suggestion is, how do you share your idea, your perspective, your belief, your view? How do you share that with another? Hopefully, that the other person says, oh, wow, that's a great idea. Right? This is really the construct of suggestion, is literally, how do we get our ideas across? How do we speak in a way? How do we communicate in a way that other people absorb our ideas? Right? So I've said many times, the number one complaint against salespeople in all industries is that the salesperson didn't listen. Well, I think that's true in sales. I also, it appears to be true everywhere. Like, most people don't listen. So if most people don't listen, how is it that we can communicate an idea that lands? How do we communicate an idea that gets through? So that's really our topic for today. That's what we're taking on today. And you're going to get a couple of super powerful tools. And then at the end of the call, I'll give you a little strategy where you can see how these tools get pieced together, right? So we're going to exercise, do some new exercises, and then near the end, the last 10 minutes or so, then I'll give you kind of a structure on how to piece them together in a way that's pretty powerful and ironclad. All right, so before we do that, let's do a quick check-in for all of you. So last week, the call last week, I know, fast and furious, there's a huge amount of material that we covered last week. So let's just do a little check-in. How was that for you? We covered 4 things last week. We did the structure of assumption in all 4 categories of assumption, right? We did all 4 presuppositions. And what were those? Those were adverb, automatic, awareness, and temporal. Right? Temporal was the big one. So any thoughts about that? Any thoughts, any questions, any ahas, any I'm lost, anything? Right, you're going to see at the end of the call today, I'm going to roll those into what we're doing today. So thoughts, questions, comments, anything at all while we're here.
Oh, this is Douglas. Can I say something?
Please, Douglas.
Okay, I am getting it, but I'm nowhere near mastering it. And so to me, it's like it's using a different part of my brain. Like, I'm just reading some stuff from today's lesson where it says, we only use 10% of our brains. What does the other 90% do? Well, I'm trying to get that other 90% to engage in this. I condition myself. So what I'm doing for fun is, like, when I go to the grocery store, I know most of the checkers, and what I'll do is I'll pause and listen to what they say, and I'll discipline myself to not give my opinion. But what I do is I have a 5x7 card with one has all my awareness presuppositions on it, the other one has all my adverb presuppositions and awareness presuppositions and automatic presuppositions, and I have them in my hand. And I'm starting to carry them around wherever I go. So when somebody says something to me, I'll look at them and just say, okay, which one am I going to test? And so I'm as clumsy as can be right now, but I do think this is going to amount to something.
Well, it's, you know, like all things, it's a function of moving you towards fluency. You know, the more that you learn this, the more it becomes your natural way of speaking. Now you can engage in any conversation. Right, that's really the key. And then even after you can engage in a conversation, your awareness of how people communicate will give you insights on what their real intentions are. Right, that's really the thing that I'm most interested in, is, you know, reading between the lines, understanding what people mean in spite of what they say. So, like, if somebody's really upset, oh my God, rah, 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 they're yelling and screaming, right? So I get that they're upset. The real question is, are the words that they are choosing, is that really their message? Or is there something up there else they're upset about? Right. So all this rolls into how do two sentient beings communicate with each other? Do we hear them? Do we understand them? Do they understand us? So, and Doug, just so you feel better about it too, I don't think that I've anywhere near mastered this material either. Right, I make these mistakes all the time.
Thank you.
So, yeah, because all the time.
This last week it's a lot for my brain.
Yeah, last week. Well, that's the plan. I think that's why I have so many people that repeat this class over and over and over again, because, you know, there's a lot of material here. So, and I think anybody that's in sales, I mean, you know, your job is to communicate. We're professional communicators. So the more that we wrap our minds around this, the bigger impact we can make for people. So right on, Douglas. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, thank you. But when I say I'm noticing a difference in things, Joel, it's huge. Because when I stop and pause and hear what a person said, and then I come back with my thing of saying, you know, well, conceiving the frustration that you're facing means that you're getting closer to your dream. I really appreciate that.
Nice.
They just completely change. You know,
hold on a second. You're using a little causality, and nobody else here knows that. That's 2, maybe 3 weeks from now before we do that. So.
Yeah, I did use one of the, you know, awareness presuppositions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the truth of it is, the more that we can see through people's stuff, the more we can understand what's going on for them, right? So not only are you hearing their words, the more that you master the structure of how we communicate, the easier it is for you to, you know, see through their words and actually help them. That's really my intention. So right on, Douglas.
Thank you.
Yep, of course. Anybody else? Questions, comments, anything? About our tools, about the techniques, about the rapport game, about any of that stuff from last week, anything at all? Anything you're struggling with before we jump in and start doing some new stuff? No? Going once, going twice? All right. So just a quick reminder that, you know, you guys can listen to me blab on every week, and hopefully it's helpful. However, the real magic happens by you doing the exercises. So what that means is that you take the exercises out in the world and practice them, right? You should be playing the rapport game with everybody. Match their rate of speech, get in sync, begin to lead them, right? What does that mean? It means that they talk really fast, you talk really fast with them, and then until everybody starts to feel comfortable, and then whenever it starts to feel comfortable, then you just kind of slowly, naturally migrate to what's normal for you, and they'll follow you to your normal. The two of you will find a happy equilibrium in the space of rapport, right? So every conversation that you're in, be playing the rapport game, right? This is the nature of what it looks like when human beings get connected with each other. And every week, starting a few weeks ago, I'm recommending that you do written home play, right? And this is the adult program. I'm not going to grade you and give you an A or a B or a C. There's none of that. It's just, you know, how committed are you to learning this stuff? So every week, every day, really, you should be writing these structures out just to get them into your head as quick as possible. So, yeah, your habits will define your success. All right, enough of that. Let's jump in. Jump in and do some new stuff. So our topic today is suggestion. And I'd like to expand that a little bit and saying that not only is it suggestion, it's also intention. What does that mean? Well, what's your intention? Well, when you're maybe calling expireds, what's your intention? Your intention is to set the appointment. When you're at a listing appointment, what's your intention? Well, my intention is to find out their needs, learn their plans, discover their price point, elicit their values, learn their motivation, list the house, right? These are my intentions. And so suggestion is literally enrolling another person into potentially whatever your intention is. All right. So Douglas made an interesting point a moment ago. He said, well, hey, I read this thing that says we use 10% of our brains. What does the other 90% do? And geez, I want to tap into that other 90%. Well, it's a misconception that we only use 10% of our brains. The truth is that 10% of our brains is our conscious mind. That's the 10% of your brain that you use when you're, you know, following a recipe to make a cookie, when to bake something, when you're, you know, doing things consciously, cognitively. That's the 10% of your brain that you have control over. So the 90% is the piece that runs the rest of your system. The 90% of your brain is the subconscious, sub, below the conscious. The 90% of your brain is the piece of the mind, piece of the brain that regulates your blood sugar. It's the piece that monitors your heart rate and produces the right chemicals to break down and digest your food. It's the piece of your innate intelligence that heals your wounds and clots your blood, right? All that magic stuff is going on. It's the piece that auto-balances you as you walk, right? You don't think, whoa, whoa, a little left, wait, a little right, hold on, a little, whoa, whoa, hold on, wait, I'm a little... Right, all that happens automatically, right? All your muscle systems, all of that stuff happens in the 90%. What also happens in the 90%? What else goes on there in the unconscious? Well, I think a lot of our filters and a lot of our bias are in there, right? We think, well, that's just the way it is. All of those innate things are stuffed down into the 90%. It's also the 90%. It's also where we process our sensory acuity. Sensory acuity, right? We all have five senses. You can argue some of us might have six. The five senses: sight, smell, touch, taste, feel. The 90% processes all of that, meaning that when you're walking down the street on the sidewalk, there are lights and colors and shades and cracks in the sidewalk and sounds, and you hear your feet hitting the floor and you feel the earth pushing back up on your feet. And while you move and swing your arms, you can feel your arms moving inside your shirt. You can feel your clothes rubbing on you and feel the earth pushing back on your bottoms of your feet and feel the wind in your face. You notice colors and light and shadow and movement. All of that stuff, all of the input from your five senses are all processed and recorded like a giant supercomputer. Thousands and thousands and thousands of bytes of information per second, probably millions of bytes per second. And this is what the 90% is doing. However, we really have the control of the 10%, of our minds. So what we're going to take on today is, how is it that we can tap into the 90% of our clients? What does that mean? How do we do that? What if we could leverage that 90%, the supercomputer that's running in the background of all people in this place, in this case, you and or your clients? All right, that's what we're going to do today. And then also, consider, I'm still on these like questions to consider, questions to ponder. The second one says, what does it mean that the subconscious mind does not understand negation? That means that the subconscious mind, this is all going to come full circle here in a minute when we get to the technique. The subconscious mind only understands the positive, only understands the absolute value. For example, I can say, whatever you do right now during this call, right now, whatever you do, do not, under no circumstances, do not think of a blue camel. Do not think of a blue camel. Right, you have to think of a blue camel in order to go, oh, here's the thing, blue camel, move that off to the side. Right, so when I say, do not do this thing, your mind must grasp the thing in order to say, nope, move it over there. So the no, nope, not a blue camel, move that out of the way. The no, the negative part, is in the conscious mind. The blue camel is in the subconscious, right? When I say, don't think of a blue camel pops into your head. Yet it's the conscious mind that says, that one's a no, move it to the side. So the subconscious mind only understands the object. It doesn't understand the structure of negative and positive. It just understands that's a blue camel. That's a black coffee. That's a chocolate chip cookie. That's a for sale sign. That's a customer. Right? It only understands the object. All right. I think that's enough background. Consider also that most people, well, actually, let me ask you this as a question. Do you know people, maybe I'm talking about you, do you know people that speak often about things they don't want? By the way, that's another way of saying complaining. Do you know people who speak about things they don't want? Yeah, lots of people, most people. If the subconscious mind can only process the positive, meaning the subconscious mind is only thinking about the blue camel, you're saying, oh, blue camels are horrible, they're now, oh God, get them out of the way, over there, move my, no blue camels. Your conscious mind is vibrating a no in the negative. However, because the subconscious mind can only hold the absolute value, can only hold the positive, the subconscious mind is now blue camel, blue camel, blue camel. So what happens when somebody talks a lot about something they don't want? Right? Like cancer, for example. It's a horrible, horrible example. Oh, my God, I hope I don't get cancer. I have a little pain over here in my rib. I hope it's not a tumor. Oh, God, I hope it's not cancer. What are they doing? They're filling the subconscious with constructs of the thing, the subject they're talking about. I hope it's not cancer. They're still talking about cancer. So knowing this is the way that your subconscious mind works, what should we be talking about most? I don't know, the stuff you want. What do you want? I don't know, happy clients, lots of listings, commission checks, great relationship, great friends, clean food, great health. Right? What if you only talked about the things you did want, filling the subconscious mind with the things you do want? Now, is there a space in the world for negatives? Sure. Sure, those still exist. Yet, when you know that this is the way the subconscious mind operates, it'll empower you to be focused on the things that you do want. Now, this is just for you. What about for other people? How do we do this for other people? Well, we're going to take that on here in just a moment. So Let's look at framing a subject. So there's a little snippet. I think I wrote this in your notes, that when you speak about the things that you do want instead of the things you don't want, the things that you do want begin to flood the subconscious. And the more that we speak about what we do want, the more that this thing that we do want is the topic of our conversations. It's living in our subconscious. So instead of saying something like, oh God, I don't want it to rain. I'm so tired of the rain. I hope it stops raining. Right? Talking about what I don't want. Instead, what if you said, you know what? I love it when it's sunny. I miss the sun. I love being in the sun. It feels so good to be in the sun. I'm looking forward to the springtime. You feel that? I mean, there's a different feel. So my request is, can you feel the difference in energy between I don't want it to rain and I'd love it to be sunny? Okay, how about one more step? Can you feel the difference in the delivery, in the energy? Can you feel the difference between oh, I don't want it to rain, I'm so sick of the rain, and I want it to be sunny, and hey, look, the clouds are starting to clear now. The weather report says it's going to be sunny tomorrow. Can you feel the difference in power, in intention? I don't want to be fat. I'm so tired of being fat. Oh, God, I hate being fat. Or, you know, I would like to lose some weight. I'm committed to dropping 10 pounds, whatever. And then one step even better might be, you know what, my health is improving every day. Every decision I make improves me. Right? Can you feel the difference in saying what we want versus what we don't want? Right, this is key. This is really, really key. All right. Let's jump into our topic, our technique. Let me just do a quick check-in. Any questions, comments, anything about that? Awesome. All right. So we're going to jump into our topic today, and our topic today is the embedded command. So the magic of this technique is the embedding part. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let's start first with the command. What if you could deliver a command, a suggestion, directly into the subconscious mind of your client? What if you could do that? What if you could deliver something into the 90%, the supercomputer, deep learning, super processing of your clients? What if you could deliver a suggestion directly there? We'll get to the delivery in just a moment. What kind of a suggestion, what kind of a message might you deliver? Like, what would you want to put in there? By the way, if you want to cheat, there's a giant list of them in your handout. But what kind of a suggestion might you want to put in there? Anybody? I mean, if you want to do it without cheating, that's even better. If not, you can cheat. That's totally okay by me. Like, what would you want to program into your client's subconscious? Well, there's a big list of them here. How about things like, I don't know, take my advice? That might be good. How about something like, hire me today? What if you could just deliver that directly into the subconscious mind of your client? Maybe something like, price it right. Maybe invite me over. Maybe reduce the price. Maybe sign the contract. Maybe do it today. Right? Would this be powerful if you could like telepathically beam this into the subconscious of your client? Wouldn't that be amazing? Well, that's exactly what we're going to do. So look at this big giant list of commands. Realize that this list is a very incomplete list. This is a small, small sampling. Technically, this list is infinite. You can invent hundreds, thousands of these, whatever you can dream of. So what does it take to qualify as one of these commands. So notice that all of these commands are similar in a couple of ways. Number one, notice, oh, this is right under the list of the commands. You'll definitely want to write this in. Right under the list of that command, it says some important characteristics of the command itself. What do all those commands have in common? Number one, and probably the most important one, notice that the commands all stand alone. Meaning, I can say, get excited. I don't need to say anything else. It stands alone. I can say, agree with me. I can say, empty the cat box. I can say, clean the kitchen. Right? They're independent. They're autonomous. They're complete in and of themselves. They don't need justification. They don't need descriptions. They can totally stand alone. Right? That's the most important one. Number two, notice they're in the present tense, right now. Right? It's something happening right now. Number three, notice they're all in the affirmative, and they all have some kind of call to action. Right? I'm not saying, wow, that's beautiful. Right? There's no call to action. I could say, look over here. Right? That's a call to action. Do what I say. That's a call to action. Be honest. That's a call to do something. Be nice to your sister. Right? Notice all of these have some sort of motion, some sort of actionable something for the client to take on. All right, next one is they're short, 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 2, 3, 4 words, tops. Shorter the better. And then also critical is as we say these, notice I'm not saying, list your house with me. I'm saying, list your house with me. I'm saying it in the affirmative, right? It's a call to action. So think about a military drill sergeant. The drill sergeant doesn't say to the troops, go to your barracks. They say, go to your barracks. Now listen to the tonal shift. Go to your barracks, upswing. Go to your barracks, downswing. So what do you think, Mr. Seller? Are you ready to list your house with me? Upswing. That's a question. What would happen if the drill sergeant said, would you guys like to go to your barracks? Right, you'd have dissent in the ranks. People would question it. Why? Because a question, by definition, a question is uncertainty by definition. Would you guys like to go to your barracks? I'm not sure. What do you think? Maybe. Versus go to your barracks. Do it now. Follow my advice. Right, so imagine the difference when you say to a customer, would you like to list your house with me? What you're doing is you're creating uncertainty versus are you ready to list your house with me? Downswing. I'm creating certainty. Right? So the commands themselves always delivered with a downswing. It sounds like your voice is going down a flight of stairs, right? List your house with me. Reduce the price today, down, 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 right? That's key. All right, so that is the command itself. All right, now we're going to move on to the embedding process. Any questions at all on the command? What qualifies? What looks like a command, what works as a command, how does any of that stuff, any questions at all about what is a command?
Yes, Joe, right? I've got a question.
Positive, it's affirmative, yes.
I've experimented with this before in the last class. Have you ever used a whisper as an embedded command as a way to draw attention because it's totally different than the rest of the sentence?
Did you say whisper? Yes.
Okay.
So, Doug, hold that thought for about 4 or 5 minutes. And you're 5 minutes ahead of everybody, but yes. Yes, I have, and okay. We'll do that in just a minute. Yeah. As usual, Doug, you're 5 minutes ahead of everybody. So any questions about what's a command, what qualifies the command, any of that stuff? It's really key that we get that first step right. When in doubt, look at the command itself and give it the drill sergeant test. right? How does a drill sergeant speak to the troops? Get in line, stand at ease, drop and give me 20, move faster, stay here, go to your barracks, line up, right? Drill sergeant test. For those of you that have children, this should be easy, right? That's the command. It's a short directive order. Do it now. And delivered like that too. All right, so now here's the delivery part. The delivery is, first of all, think about what is your intention. Now, your intention will create the command. So what's your intention? Okay, if you're calling expireds, the intention might be set an appointment. Right? So that's your intention. What do you want on an expired call? I want the appointment. What do you want at a listing presentation? I want the signature. I want the listing. What about one of your listings that isn't selling? What do you want? I want a price reduction, maybe a contract extension. So get clear on what you want to have happen, what you want them to do. And that will determine the command. All right? So always start with your intention. And then the structure of embedding the command. That's the key. Embedding the command sounds like this. Now, this is in rapport with your client. So if your client is a little old lady that talks like this, then this is in rapport with your client. All right, whatever rapport is for that client. So the structure of delivering, of embedding a command sounds like this. Blah, 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 blah. Right? I'm just talking to the client, in rapport with the client, blah, 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 pause. Embedded command with a downswing. Pause. Blah, 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 blah. Finish the sentence. Right? I know that sounds kind of weird. That's how it works. So let me give you a few of these examples so you can hear and feel them. So this example number one says, and by the way, this is the only technique in the entire curriculum that is dependent on you, or your verbal delivery. Right? The pacing, the toning, the pausing, the upswing, the downswing, critical on this technique. And because of that, this one technique doesn't translate very well to email. You'll see why in just a moment. So let's say that you're talking to a client and you say something like, yeah, that'd be great. So please feel free to invite me over. And we'll look at the house and we'll figure out how much your home is worth. Now, notice, yeah, no problem. See how light and easy and in rapport? No problem. Feel free to, pause, invite me over. Strong, downswing, confident. Invite me over, pause, and we'll figure out how much your house is worth and how much you can get, right? Easy. Right, so it's going to feel a little bit crazy to you because right in the middle of this sentence, right, you're just having a conversation. No problem, Mr. Seller, Mrs. Seller, no problem. So if you're willing to adjust the price, we'll get a whole new level of interested buyers and a whole new wave of new showings. So it feels a little, delivering them in the beginning might feel a little bit nutty. And so my request is that you practice exaggerated. You exaggerate your practice. Practice over the top. Let me do that last one again. I might say, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, if you're willing to adjust the price, we'll get a whole new wave of interested buyers and a bunch more showings. That'll be great. Now, I wouldn't deliver like that to a client, right? We're in the gym. We're lifting weights. We're getting stronger. What do? You lift as heavy as you can. So this is the structure in which to practice. So notice when I did that, I increased the volume. I said, you know, if you're willing to adjust the price, then we'll get a whole new level of buyers. See, I way over the top on the command. Could you also do it the other way? This was Doug's question. Could you whisper it? Sure. You could say, look, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, I know that you're in a big hurry, and if you'd simply be willing to adjust the price, we'll get a whole new wave of interested buyers. Yeah, that could work too. So this tool is called marking. So I want to mark, what we're doing is we're marking the embedded command. We're doing it with a pause before and a pause after, right? That gives it some space, some separation. That lets the subconscious mind pick it up as an independent message. And the fact that it's a little bit different lets the subconscious mind pull it out. Remember, the subconscious mind, the conscious mind follows the story, it follows the pattern, it's paying attention, it's watching the movie. The subconscious mind picks up what's different. You might not know this, but when you're watching a movie, your conscious mind is watching the story. Oh, who's that? Oh my God, he dropped the knife. Your subconscious mind is picking up all the flaws and the person behind you crunching popcorn and all those little things going on. Your subconscious mind is recording them, even though you're not paying attention. It didn't distract you off the movie, but your subconscious mind caught it. That's what we're doing here. All right, next example. This is a real example of me getting out of a speeding ticket. This cop pulled me over, gave me some static, license, registration, please. But I didn't want to talk to me, and I just went, yep, absolutely, here it is. And as I hand him my license and registration, I said, you know, I'm curious. You're a street cop. Do you have the authority to simply give me a warning instead of a speeding ticket? I mean, do you have that kind of clout? What do you think happened? Of course I have that kind of clout. I do whatever I want. I'm the police. Yet what did I do? I implanted the suggestion, give me a warning. So now he took it on like giving me a warning was his idea because it was embedded and implanted. All right, last two, then we'll Q&A. Since oil, fossil fuels are finite, someday they're going to be gone. Making the switch to green energy. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. We might as well do it now before we pollute the place anymore. Lastly, the last example here is self-talk. You talking to yourself, me talking to myself, whatever. When I lead, generate daily, I always feel better about myself and optimistic about my business. All right, questions about any of those? All right, we have several more things to cover. I feel like I'm going kind of fast. I have two things to give you right now, and I'd like you to all write one. I'd like you to all write one. Because I'm going to ask a few of you to read them out loud. The delivery is everything. And if you don't feel like writing one, good. Steal one of the examples. I'd also like to share, what about inside a negative, right? We had this whole conversation a few minutes ago about the subconscious and positive and negatives. What if you deliver one of these in a negative? What happens? Well, their subconscious mind only picks up the command. Meaning, I could say something like, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, whatever you do, under no circumstances, do not take my advice. Instead, let's look at the market. Let's see what homes are selling, see what homes are not selling. Let's let the market decide. So what did I do? I said, do not take my advice. Let's look at the market. Let's look, see what's selling and not selling. And yet, what is the suggestion being delivered? Take my advice. This is why it's imperative not to complain, right? Because we're talking about the crap we don't want. I don't want this. I don't want that, right? We're having a lot of emotional energy around the things that we don't want. This is why I'm saying talk about what you do want. All right, any questions, any comments, anything? All right, so I'd love to hear a few of you. The key with this technique, and it's okay if you don't want to write one, just steal one of those examples above. The key, the magic part of this technique is in the audible delivery, right? This is one that works via voice. So let's go back to example number one. Please feel free to invite me over. I could say, please feel free to invite me over. We'll figure out how much your house is worth. Right? No power at all. I could say, please feel free to invite me over, and we'll figure out how much your house is worth. Right? That's even worse. What I'm really saying there is, invite me over, uncertain, question, I don't know, invite me over, making it worse. Or we could say, please feel free to invite me over, and we'll figure out how much your house is worth. Feel the difference in the pause, the downswing, the confidence. This is the structure of confidence and certainty. All right, any volunteers? I'd love somebody to either read, like, let's do example number one, or whichever one you've already written. That's okay. Anybody want to read one of those? This is the make or break. For this technique, it is your audible delivery that makes this work.
Joel, I'll give it a try.
All right, lay it on us, Douglas. Are you reading number one or one you wrote yourself?
I'm reading one I wrote myself.
Perfect.
And I haven't tested this, so I'm just going to wing it.
Wing it. Go ahead.
The reason you ought to sign tonight is so when you wake up tomorrow, you'll be one step closer to your grandchildren. And that's what this is really about, isn't it?
Nice. So for everybody else listening, did you notice that not only did he do that, he used the command with a low tonality. He brought the volume down, like he whispered it. And then he also used a tie down at the end. This is all about your grandchildren, isn't it? Yes, yes, it is, right? You see how he did that? Very good, Douglas. One more time. Douglas, your phone is a little bit skippy. So one more time, would you share that with everybody?
Okay. The reason you ought to sign tonight is so when you wake up tomorrow morning, you'll be one step closer to your grandchildren. And that's what this is really about, isn't it?
Yeah, very good. So, Douglas, just for fun, because I don't believe there's a right way or a wrong way. There's just ways that work and ways that work better. So just for fun, read that same one again, and instead of bringing the volume down on the command, have the volume go up over on the command. Do the command strong instead of whisper. Let's see what that
sounds
like.
With the downswing as well?
Yes. Okay. The command is always, always, always a downswing. Every time, always.
The reason you ought to sign tonight is so that when you wake up tomorrow, you'll be one step closer to your grandchildren. And that's what this is really about, isn't it?
Good. So, everybody else, could you tell? He did that two ways, and both ways had power, yet a little different. Right? A little different, but they both worked. The reason why you should sign tonight is because it'll get you closer to your grandchildren. And that's what this is all about, right? Or the reason that you should sign the contract tonight, because this will get you closer to your grandchildren. That's why you invited me over in the first place, right? Right? Both ways do the same thing. What we're doing is we're marking the embedded command. We're pausing before, pausing after, and we're making the command louder, softer, faster, slower, always a downswing, yet louder, softer, faster, slower, paused on both sides. What that does is it kind of breaks it away a little bit from the rest of the sentence. It creates some elbow room such that the subconscious mind can pick it up as an independent, autonomous message. This is the key in having the subconscious mind pick it up. Very good, Douglas. Very, very good.
Okay, Joe, I still think that I got to practice a pause on both sides of the embedded command.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the big place that a lot of people miss. So feel free to, and when you practice, exaggerate when you practice. Not to worry, you're not going to over-exaggerate when you're toe-to-toe with a client. You'll moderate it down to normal without even thinking about it. When you practice, practice way over the top. Like, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, the reason that you should sign the contract tonight is because it'll get you one step closer to your grandchildren. That's what this is all about, right? Like, really exaggerate. When you practice, practice way over the top like that. Or, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, the reason that you should sign the contract tonight is because it'll get you one step closer to your grandchildren. That's what you want, right? So when you practice, really exaggerate. Just like the gym. You're not lifting your briefcase. You're lifting iron. Exaggerate. Get strong.
Thank you.
Helpful,
Doug?
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. We have a couple other things to cover, and I'm looking at the clock. Any questions before I jump to the next thing?
Joel, was one way stronger than the other?
I tend to think that louder and stronger and more directive tends to be a little stronger. However, I also like mixing it up. And I also like to not have a rigid way of doing things because every client's different. Me personally, I think the soft and slow and sign the contract tonight, I think that technique works really well when the client is going fast and being really hyper excited, right? They're like, oh my God, this is gonna be so good. Oh my God, we're gonna move, we're gonna sell the house. When the client's like that, then I think it's really powerful to say, look, I know this is really super exciting, and as soon as you sign the contract tonight, we'll get you one step closer, it's gonna be so good. Right now I'm using it to kind of reel them in because they're going fast and excited. So I use it as a calming tool. That tends to work well.
I get it. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, so step two, that was the embedded command. So step two is another thing called a modal operator. That basically means the modal operator is the mode of operating. Easy. Now, they're optional. However, they're typically used right prior to an embedded command to help the embedded command be more effective and to help set the mode of operating of the command, right? So literally, the modal operator modulates our experience of much of what we do. For example, think of any small activity described in a brief phrase, like looking out the window. Now, consider this. I want to look out the window. I have looked out the window. I have to look out the window. I can look out the window. I choose to look out the window. Right? Those are differences of modal operators, right? Look out the window might be the command. I want to, I have to, I need to, I can, I choose to, I must. That's the mode of operating. So the modal operator does a couple of things. It sets up the operation. It changes the way in which we view the command. It also makes sure that the command is in the proper verbal tense. By the way, the one mistake that most people make, the most common mistake with embedded commands, is people try to use the ing form of the verb. Like they'll say, well, now that you're selling the house, no, selling, ing, doesn't stand alone. I can't say selling the house. I want to say now that you want to, right, modal operator, now that you want to, now that you've decided you need to, pause, sell the house, right? That's the sell the house stands alone. Selling the house does not. So the modal operator helps make sure that the embedded command is in the proper tense. All right, really fast, a couple of samples. Example number one, most people decide to pause. And then notice it kind of creates a break state in my listening. You know what? Most people decide to decide to what? Did most people decide to what? Right? It creates kind of an open in the listening. Most people decide to buy now because we know real estate's a great long-term investment and prices are skyrocketing today. Get a piece of that. Number two, if you intend to make a difference for your clients, you want to sign up for The Truth About Sales over and over until you master this material. Right? So the modal operator intends. What do you intend to do? And if you intend to make a difference, how about to your sellers? If you wish to, or if you need to, or if you want to, or if you have to, sell this home. Let's get it professionally cleaned and staged. Right, now remember, the modal operators are optional. They do make it a little bit stronger. All right. So those, any questions about the modal operator? All right. So here's the practice. This practice, I promise, will take you to the next level. This is a really, really easy one. So consider your practice as you creating from scratch, from your intention, from your whatever's going on with your client, from scratch, that you write a sentence that is in this structure. The sentence is a presupposition from last week. Naturally, obviously, frankly, whatever. A presupposition plus a modal operator plus an embedded command plus a tie down, some agreement. That sounds like a lot of stuff. So that might sound something like presupposition. Obviously, modal operator, because you need to, modal operator, sell this house, embedded command. We need to get it on the market right away. And then some sort of agreement, like a tie-down question or a paste tie-down question. That might be, does that make sense? Right, so again, there's no magic script. However, there is a magic structure. And the structure is assumption, suggestion, agreement. Assumption, suggestion, agreement. Definitely write that down. Assumption, suggestion, agreement. So my request is that you all write one. Right, we had presuppositions last week, suggestion this week, agreement a couple of weeks ago. So what does that sound like? Right, that might sound like, obviously, assumption, all we need to do is to simply make an offer, suggestion, to find out what the seller will accept. This makes sense, right? Agreement. Right, that structure will kick down doors for you. Clearly, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you want to sell this house for as much money as possible, right? Yes, yes, we do. Obviously, you're learning new ways to make a difference for your clients in this class. Doesn't that feel good? Assumption, suggestion, agreement. Clearly, you're committed to grow your business by growing yourself. You should take this class many times over and over again. All right, something like that. All right, we got a whole 5 minutes left. Questions, comments, role plays, anything at all. Was this helpful? Was this insightful?
Yeah, it's so funny for me, Joel, because the last time I took your class and we did this, I thought this was the plot. But no, this is so much more powerful than I was seeing, especially when you tie it with assumptions.
What did you say? Your phone skipped out. You said the first time you took the class, you thought this was?
I thought this was like a warm-up exercise, but it's actually extremely powerful.
Well, it's sort of a warm-up. It's sort of a foundation. I wouldn't call it a warm-up. I'd call it a foundation because we're going to be using this tool and this technique in other stuff, right? So everybody else who's not been here before, the reason why we're moving in the order that we're moving is because we're learning some ingredients that we're going to be using in a larger recipe, I think starting next week. I think, maybe starting in 2 weeks. So yeah, this, if you get nothing else out of this whole curriculum, if you just master this, assumption, suggestion, agreement, oh my God, it'll kick doors open for you.
I can see that.
Right? Obviously, you're upset because your last agent didn't sell your home. And you still want to sell it, right? Right? All of these structures are going to move you forward with your client. And for this week, the most important part, let me say this again, the most important part about this week is the delivery of the command. So if you get nothing else out of embedded commands, remember this. Blah, 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 pause. Follow my advice, pause. Blah, 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 blah. Right? That's the key. As long as you're in that structure, blah, 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 pause. Do what I say, pause. Blah, 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 blah. You're officially delivering inputs and suggestions directly into their 90%. So think about that. What happens? Let's say you're in a conversation with somebody for 5 minutes, and they say things like, well, certainly, if you'd like to set an appointment, we'll get you one step closer to getting the home sold. And when you invite me over, we'll look at what's sold and what's not sold, and we'll determine what you can get for your home. You told me you wanted to move to Hawaii, and you'd like to be there before summer. Okay, great. If we could sell your house in time to get you there for the surfing season, would that be good for you? Okay, great. Right? So what are they left with at the end of this conversation? Set an appointment, invite me over, sell your house, price it right, right? What they're left with, what sticks in the subconscious are the commands. All right, we just got a minute left. Last call, questions, comments, ahas, breakthroughs, anything at all while we're here.
I'm going to do this twice a day for a week because I'm really getting the how powerful assumption, suggesting, and agreement is.
It's huge, man. So, by the way, Douglas, I love it that when you're in the class, even though I got a class full of people here, like, look at everybody's being so quiet. And so what I'm experiencing here is because Douglas has been through this a couple of times, it's starting to click. And he showed up and participated and did all the homework the first time through. But it takes a while for this stuff to get through. So if anybody right now is feeling at all lost or feeling a little bit overwhelmed, good, you're in the right place. Right? Immersion and overwhelm is the fastest way to learn. So if this feels a little bit much to you, good, you're in the right place. Keep going. And most people have their big aha when they go through this a couple of times. I know it's a lot of material to take on, and just keep practicing, right? Like going to kung fu class. You might not know what all the stuff is, but trust me, wax on, wax off. You're getting better. You're getting stronger. All right, so my request is that you guys hustle it up because next week we are turning up the gas a bit. We're moving into a slightly bigger technique. It's not any more difficult. It's just a little bit longer. So be ready to stomp on the gas pedal next week, and as usual, go make a difference in the world. Help as many people as you can. I think that's it. All right. Thank you, Douglas. All right, everybody. Thank you all very much. We'll see you all. Yeah. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great week. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.